What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us there. The podcast later on today. It is so busy. Busy, busy time of year, right? I mean, we've got a Christmas party today. You got the concert tomorrow night, Alice in Wonderland. We're doing the Giving Tree now. Which, by the way, you can go ahead and adopt a family if you want to, because the families are up.
Do you know if anybody's been adopted yet?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. We don't know just yet, because Spadell has not had a chance to go back in.
Gotcha.
Yesterday being day one, so there could be two or three families that are spoken for, but we don't know that for a fact. But if you want to adopt a family, you can go there and read their stories and the children that are involved here. And, you know, maybe nobody's chosen that one yet.
Yeah, so go to alice1059.com, and then it's on, is it still on the contest page?
Yes.
Okay, so you click the contest page, even though it's not a contest. And we really would love for you to adopt a family and start buying for them. And just, I mean, I don't know, it's really what Christmas is all about, right?
Yeah.
It's
about the kids. Kids.
Yeah.
Toys.
Although I will tell you, I do love also this time of year when Spotify comes out with their Wrapped. So if you listen to Spotify ever, or I think you have Apple Music, right, Carson?
Yeah.
So they give you a synopsis of what you've been listening to. You guys, I need to broaden my horizons, broaden my thing, you know?
Why?
Because the top 5 songs I listen to are all Imagine Dragons. Like Spadil has 5 different artists or whatever, right? Mine are like Imagine Dragons, Imagine Dragons, Imagine Dragons, Imagine Dragons. And you guys at least have more spice. Like mine is just, I just listen to the best of
Imagine
Dragons. You
get set on one thing and you just ride it.
Yeah, because it said in July I was listening to Pink and stuff like that. And it said now your listening habits have changed and you only listen to Imagine Dragons. But it said that on November 9th I listened to 366 minutes of Imagine Dragons. And I was trying to figure out like why would I listen in my headphones in my house for 366 minutes. But that was I was getting ready for my son to come in. So I'm just like scrubbing down the whole house.
Yeah, you're cleaning, you're putting stuff up. So, you wanted to put up decorations for him.
Right, so I was doing Christmas tree, all that. So I just had my headphones plastered to my head. I should have been listening to Mariah, but I was not. And I just listened to that. But Spadil has the weirdest list. What is yours?
Mine is, number 1, Lil Dicky. And then number 2 is Weezer. Then The Grateful Dead. Then MF Doom. Then something called Game Chops. And those guys do like video game songs.
And you're number 1. I've never even heard of Lil Dicky.
He's a rapper. He has
We've brought him up a couple of times.
Yeah,
we've talked about it.
But I mean, Spadil does not strike me as the guy that listens to a rapper.
Yeah.
I love Lil Dicky.
Seriously.
Yeah. His show's also really good, too.
And then what was yours, Carson?
So I got the Chainsmokers. I got MGK, Posty, Bailey Zimmerman, who's a country artist, Morgan Wallen, Marshmello, Eminem. I'm all over the place.
Well, that's good. See, you guys are more, and I know BJ doesn't listen really. Like, he likes the, what's that? Ride My
Podcast.
Ride like my white pony one.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
Hey, I don't have Spotify.
Genuine.
I don't have Spotify, but I really don't have any music. I don't listen to music. I listen to podcasts.
Well, you have CDs. Remember? You have a CD collection.
Yeah. I can do mine in my car. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That way the world doesn't know.
Right? Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, I don't listen to a lot of music. I listen to a lot of podcasts. I'm sure they'll give you that list, too. If you listen to it, but mine's on the app, so
yeah,
it's not the same as the Spotify or Apple, I guess.
Trust me, with my business and what I do for a living, I don't want to be paying for this crap.
Do you pay for it?
Yeah, I pay for it.
Yeah. Why?
Because I do. Because
a lot of people have Spotify.
Yeah. So because I'm stupid.
Yeah. Well, download the Odyssey app if you want it for free. Okay.
Yes, exactly.
So go to Odyssey and get the app and get the podcast there and everything else that we do here on the program. Woo. That's the way to do it, right?
By the way, I have got to read you this. You know, we were just talking about the gingerbread lights. I should save this for tomorrow. But the gingerbread lights, I guess there's a Karen in the neighborhood.
I could see there being a lot of Karens in the neighborhood.
Yeah, so.
Couldn't you? I could see more people being Karens and more people accepting of the light display.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Because it's just over the top. It's too much.
It's a lot.
And look, I'm sure it's beautiful. I don't live there, so I love it. No problem, okay? But if I lived in that neighborhood, I'd have a problem with it, too.
We went last year, and it was funny because I actually ran into Pete. He was out walking to the mailbox.
Oh,
it was
really?
Hilarious. I was like, what are you doing here? He's like, I just live right down the street, man. You know?
That's what I said. So listen, you guys, this is a secret. So the gingerbread house in Islands Ranch, okay? So if you go to see it, which you probably will, it's iconic, I just want you to honk your horn real loud, just so the Karens get really mad. Honk your horn really loud and go, where's Pete?
You know, in that list that you read off air of what Karen would complain about, it makes a lot of sense. Can you imagine the trash? You got to figure every single night, and we're not talking, that it looks like, after a Bronco game or anything, but still, you've got that many people that are coming there, that are getting out of their cars, you got to figure a few
They'll
cups,
and
a few wrappers and things are being
They'll
thrown
be
down.
Fine. It's so only one time of the year.
I'm just saying, what the person
everybody
is saying.
Everybody bitches about everything. It's fine.
I do get it, though, because
I get it.
It's Pete. Do we really care?
I don't care, and I love it.
I'm glad it's making him miserable.
Yeah, I'm all for it. Don't get me wrong, but I certainly see their side of it. Yeah. Misery, right?
Take it, Pete.
Misery for the holidays. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
So I saw this headline yesterday where Delta flight attendants were pulled from a flight because they failed a breathalyzer. Did you see
two
that?
Two of them.
Did you read the story?
Well, that they went on with the flight, right? Because even understaffed.
Well, did you read the story, though, about the blood alcohol content?
I did not.
Well, here's what happened, I think, okay? I think these people got all liquored up the night before. They were in Amsterdam, okay? So they're coming out of the Netherlands. They blew 0.02. That's not very much, okay? But that's considered, I guess, over the legal limit for the Netherlands. And so they went out and partied hard the night before and still had alcohol in their system the next morning.
Well, yeah, because they have so many hours that they have to not drink before they fly. And they also can't even have poppy seed muffins.
Do they do that here in the U.S.? Do they give random breathalyzers for flight attendants?
Oh, I would assume
they do for pilots. But I didn't know they would do it for a flight attendant.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard any of my friends get breathalyzed.
Yeah, I've never heard of that either.
But I don't know. But maybe they just check for a pot over there or something. Well, I guess you can't do that in a breathalyzer. But you know they got to be a little suspect when they're over there, right?
Like, well, anyway.
How many of you got high?
Did you see anymore.
That, did you see that Douglas County has a dog that can smell it?
Yeah. Isn't well, they have them at the airport, too, don't they?
I guess. Yeah, I didn't know it was for
I stopped. I stopped and talked to one of those officers one day, and this has been a couple of years ago, and he said they were trained to smell it.
Really? You know, what I did is I threw a ball. Man, they get mad at that.
Trying to distract them.
Go!
Fetch!
Yeah, and then they have certain dogs, he told me, that only know explosives.
Yeah.
They don't know drugs, but they know explosives. So they have two different ones, and you don't know which one they are when they come up to you.
And I told you that weird story. As long as we're on dog talk. Dog talk, you're on the air. Anyway, my son's little friend, her parents, I guess the dog kept biting at the dad's leg a little bit, like this mole or whatever. He died of skin cancer.
Oh, the dog was trying to...
The dog was trying to tell the guy, you have a bad mole
here. You got a problem here.
Yeah, so if your dog smells your... your crack or something. Maybe you got butt cancer. I don't know.
Check Man, you out. See those videos too online a lot where dogs, they claim, have, you know, detected that.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure it's true.
Right?
Right? Man. That they've trained them. But yeah, these airline people were pulled from the flight simply because they blew. But man, oh man. I wonder how many jobs out there that you have to take a breathalyzer or it's random. They don't random test here for anything, do they?
Here at work?
Yeah.
I don't think we do.
I don't know.
I mean... Spadella, have you ever been tested?
I wouldn't have a job if they tested me.
That's why I came to you.
Yeah. I'm also seeing that flight attendants are unionized, so there has to be a cause for them to be tested.
Okay. Oh, so they were walking in all crazy.
So, yeah, someone threw up a red flag.
Let's go fly!
this was Netherlands rules.
Yeah, Netherlands.
Yeah, that's a different story.
I'm talking about in the United States.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah, over there, I guess they randomly test people because they're so known for having their bars open at 5 a.m.
I've been tested for alcohol and drugs in radio.
Yeah.
It was Nationwide. Nationwide Communications. It's an insurance
company.
Insurance company. And they're like, you need to go pee in a cup. And I was like, why? Like, literally, like, I did not know why. Like, what, UTI?
That'd be weird.
Yeah, they should explain that up
front. Yeah, right? I'm literally 18 years old. And I'm like, I don't understand what. Yeah, because I'm so from Southern Illinois and so dumb, right? I'm 18. Right. And I'm like, why do you want me to pee in a cup?
What are they looking for here?
I'm not pregnant.
Hey.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, Big Alice in Winterland tomorrow night. More tickets coming up with Heather in middays today. And then again, Slacker Show with your chance to win tickets.
Last chances.
Yeah. Man, oh man, that's going to be a big blowout. Got a Christmas party here this afternoon. Whew. Man, oh man, it's busy.
You know, all I can think of as I read this article is thank God the Broncos were sold.
Yeah.
Right? I'm reading this article, you guys, and it's from The Westword. And if you don't know, the Broncos were sold from the Bolins in 2022, right? They were sold to the Walton Penner Group in 2022. Did you see what that John Bolin did again?
I did.
Holy hell. So remember, you guys, back in 2015 when there was a domestic, he told his girlfriend that he had killed somebody, and then she called 911, and then he said, I'm the blood of the city.
I still have that.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. So remember, it was so crazy. He was like, I'm the blood of the city. I'm friends with the mayor. I own this city. And and it was a domestic. So that was in 2015. This is John Bolin, by the way, Pat Bolin's son. One of seven children. And then after that, then in 2017, he got put on probation. Then in 2017, he was driving 100 miles per hour in Los Angeles. He got pulled over and he got a DUI there. And then again, put on probation because that's what happens when. And he kept saying that he owned the Broncos when he was in California.
Yeah, you know who I am.
Yeah.
This kid has been a problem from day one, man. I mean, you're talking entitled. And we all knew it. Every time this guy would surface, you know, that he was out drinking, driving, blood of the city, all that. We all knew it.
Well,
he's so entitled.
We hadn't heard from him. So that was 2015, then 2017. Then it kind of went away. He was put on permanent leave from the marketing director position. Then they sold the company, or sold the Broncos, right? Thank God they did. Because on November 28th, he was wasted. And November 28th, he posted a video that he then took down, but somebody saved it. And it says, he's screaming white power, and he's screaming F black people. Oh my God. Are you, what is wrong with you?
It's over the top.
Really? Yeah. You think?
Well, I'm just saying.
He was screaming it over and over, white power, wow. F black people, and people are outraged. And I can't believe, lucky for us to know, you know, this is inside his brain too, that they saved it and they sent it to the Westwood. And it's the full video.
I can't even try to explain somebody like that.
I can't
I just, you look at the story and I just go shake my head. It's like, okay, here
but he is. Again, thank God that we're, like, it doesn't reflect on the Broncos because it's a new group.
You know, in his actions in the past, I thought would cause more outrage than what it did.
Probation of probation.
You know, I mean, the family still owned the Broncos at that time when he was pulled over and all the stuff that he was doing at the time. But this kid, I mean, he was just,
I don't know. I guess every family has that one, you know.
Well, especially out of seven kids. Isn't that your theory?
I guess. Yeah. You always have that one kid that goes awry, you know, and you can't explain his actions. Yeah. This is one of them, I guess.
My God.
I don't know. But we hadn't heard from him in quite a while, from what I understand, right?
Since 2017, he hasn't been in trouble.
And the family kind of went away. Once you sold the Broncos, you're out of the limelight for the most part.
Right.
So they kind of went away. But now he's back. He's back with a vengeance.
Oh, and that's an ugly look.
And this
look.
Is ugly. This just makes him look ugly.
I wouldn't even go look for it if I were you. If you're going to, you know, if you're listening to this and you're thinking, oh, I got to hear what he's got. Yeah, you don't need to hear what he's got.
It's just
that
he's an ugly human
awful.
Being.
Uh-huh. It's just terrible.
He's an ugly human.
Don't even want to repeat it. It's just really, really bad.
What is wrong with him?
I think he's obviously got an addiction problem.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
There's no way that you can post what he and even have the mentality, not first to say it, but once you say it, to post it.
I know.
Uh-huh.
That's a whole different level.
That's the most disturbing.
A whole different level that you decide that, hey, I want to put this out there for the world to hear. Then you're looped. You're into some other, you know, something that's just really made you scatterbrained.
Yeah. Meth is bad.
Yeah. Did you see where the South Carolina mom is suing Mattel over that Wicked box?
Oh, really?
Yeah, the Wicked movie, as you know, they put out these dolls, figurines, Barbies, whatever they were. And on the box, it had Wicked.com, which turned out to be a porn site. And now a mom is suing. Now, I kind of suspect this because she claims, and I think her daughter's only like, what, eight? Something like that?
Eight or nine, I think.
Wasn't it eight or nine or something like that? She claims her daughter, because of the box, went to the website.
Oh, my kid totally could have at eight or nine. He's had a phone since he was five. Because of our custody situation, he had his own phone at five.
Yeah.
Even little Debbie can find, like, she can bypass our lock screen, and she literally can look up her own emojis.
Yeah, my son would totally know how to scan.
I'm not saying that she can't do it. I'm saying, don't you think this mom might have heard the story and then kind of cook this up a little bit.
I believe her kid went to it at eight or nine.
Yeah.
They can read.
I'm just saying that, you know, you find those people out there that plant something in their food.
But you also realize, like, your kid looks at the packaging or whatever and goes to that website. I totally buy it. Mm-hmm. I do.
Yeah. This is the only person that sued.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet there will be a class action.
Yeah. After this.
They put this thing out and they put the wrong website on there. I don't know what the correct one is, but they put the wrong one on there. And now they've recalled all the boxes, which obviously is the product itself.
But you got to figure. You had one job. Like, how did this even happen?
I'm just surprised they don't have more.
Me too.
Because you sold millions of these and you've got one mother that's come forward to say that her daughter went to the website and traumatized.
Hey, can you see Schmidl on eBay what the OG box is going for? Because that's going to be worth some money someday.
Well, they've already been selling on eBay for like $1,000.
I know. I'm wondering what they are now, though.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's like, oh, my God, I got to get the collector's item.
Without a doubt.
With the porn one on it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, like you say, though, you got one job.
Yeah, one.
You can't get that right on the packaging that it's not a site that they're not supposed to go to?
Is it only $60?
Yeah, it's only like $60 to $70.
Come on!
And you can look at the sold items, and it also says that the most expensive one went for $130.
Oh, man.
Wow. Yeah. Well, they said when it was identified that they were going for, well, not going, well, they were
those
offered.
Those stories, though, they're always looking at the listings. They're not looking at the sold ones.
Yeah, we've always said that you know, you can list anything for $5,000. Doesn't mean somebody's going to buy it.
We're
right?
always off on these. Yeah. We always think it's like going to be some millionaire's dream, right? Like on eBay. And first of all, there's like 800 of them listed.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Yeah, you got a better chance of making money by just suing Mattel.
Yeah.
I think that's what this mom's going to do, right?
God.
What would that be worth? I mean, is she going to make a lot of money on this? Are they going to toss this out or what?
Was it $3 million? I think it was $3
million. Is that what she's charging?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
She might get it.
Who knows?
She might get it.
I mean, didn't somebody sue for coffee that was too hot?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we had a story just a couple of days ago, the guy that got shots in his wiener. Remember that one deserved it. That was malpractice.
Well, that was full-blown malpractice.
He got $540 million.
Yeah, but he could never have sex again.
Yeah.
Like, his body
is... different. That's a whole different Oprah.
That's affecting your entire life.
You're taking out, like, one of the best parts of the human experience
from
that guy.
I mean, BJ doesn't get it, but we do.
I'm sorry. All I could think of was $541 million. That's all I could. Yeah, that, it just cha-ching. Oh, yeah, there is that part, too, I guess. Oh, yeah. Was it the guy, though? How old was the guy?
I don't remember.
I remember.
I
thought he was up there. Yeah, it was time to give it up. In my opinion. Yeah, for $500 million. Yeah, I think we all agree on that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
BJ and Jamie.
Analyst 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. There's some breaking news this morning. The CEO of United Healthcare is it New York? I think it's in New York, right?
He walked outside of a building in New York. Right here. Yeah. No, it's Manhattan, yeah.
He's been shot.
So the CEO of the largest private insurer, which is United Healthcare. Again, it's the CEO of the largest private insurer, which is United Healthcare. We've all had it at some point, right? He was walking up to the Hilton in Manhattan, dressed in a suit and tie this morning at around 7 a.m. A guy was waiting for him, and a guy in a ski mask and shot him in the chest and then ran off, didn't steal like his Rolex or anything. The guy's name was Brian Thompson. He's the CEO. The guy ran off, went through an alley, jumped on a bike and took off. They can't find him as of now. They do have video and they said that he was a targeted attack. Absolutely. Yeah.
And wow. I'm looking through the list here. United Healthcare is so big. It's unbelievable. They're like, I don't know. And it falls under various names.
It's the largest private insurer in the whole United States of America.
You can have Rocky Mountain Health plans, for an example. That's part of United Healthcare. So they're huge, huge, huge. And this is crazy, though. CEO. So somebody obviously upset with him and the company.
He started in 2004 at United Healthcare. And then he became the CEO in 2021 is when he became the CEO.
Wow.
Yeah.
Targeted attack too. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
So no arrest as of yet.
That's scary.
Yeah, that is scary, right?
And the guy's still on the loose, as you said.
Yep.
Wow, that is.
So that was just breaking news. That's
breaking news. Yeah. If you work for United, then there's a lot of people that listen to our program. I'm sure that you work for United Healthcare, that this tragedy has happened with the CEO up in New York City. Just terrible.
Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Yeah, walking out of a building, somebody waiting on you there? Crazy. And then that person's still on the loose.
I know.
Running around New York. Obviously, somebody very disgruntled with, you know, something, policy, the company, something.
You know what's interesting, though? They do say that they have all the cameras and stuff. And we're just talking, poor Carson, his mom and his daughter were just in a car accident.
Yep, and a guy ran a red light and, T-boned him pretty much.
T-boned him, yeah. They're all okay. And yep. I can't believe that her airbags went off and her nose wasn't broken or anything.
I know. She sounds perfectly fine. Bree said that she's got them both and that they're both healthy. They got checked out by the paramedics, but it's just...
And why this goes here, because I know it's like so extreme, but you forget that there's cameras everywhere. And now you can pull the camera footage from, you know, cars and the stoplights and all that stuff, right?
And what you need to do is... because the police probably won't do this. They would do it if it's traffic light cameras and stuff like that. But if you don't have them at that intersection, you could go to the various businesses there and you could do it yourself.
Even like a house cam or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, in that area, there's probably, I don't know what the area is, but you would know better than me.
But they're turning into the subdivision.
If it's a home or a business or something. Somebody's got cameras because, again, there are cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
So they'll get the accident
for you.
But I'm
glad they're okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Thank God.
That's so scary.
What
especially
a morning.
When you have you have a little kid in the car.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't.
My heart sunk. Bree sent me a text and my heart just dropped.
I know. I'm like, go home.
Because you don't know if it's like a minor fender bender or something major.
Well, and I think when you hear that your child is in an ambulance right now, like that even gave me goosebumps. And it was your kid.
Yeah.
You know, just that word in an ambulance.
It's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. Awful.
All right. Well, at least they're okay. Yeah. That's the good news. But you'll probably find some camera angles at some point and, you know, to prove.
I mean, as much as I hate the cameras and all the cameras that are around all of us all the time, I also respect them.
It is good for certain aspects, things that go
on. Are all cars now included, cameras included?
No.
Not all of them?
No. Mm-mm.
I thought most of them would be.
No,
by
just
now.
Teslas.
Yeah. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Jeffrey Dahmer. Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story, we break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.